The table before you is a place of honor. It is set for one. This table is our way of symbolizing the fact that members of our profession of arms are missing from our midst. They are commonly called POWs or MIAs. We call them brothers and sisters. They are unable to be with us today, so we remember them. The table is set for one. It's small, symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against their oppressors. Remember. The tablecloth is white, symbolizing the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. Remember. The single rose displayed in a vase reminds us of the families and loved ones of our comrades in arms who keep the faith awaiting their return. Remember. The red ribbon tied so prominently on the vase is reminiscent of the red ribbon worn upon the lapel and breast of thousands who bear witness to their unyielding determination to demand a proper accounting of our missing. Remember. The candle. The candle is lit, symbolizing the upward reach of their unconquerable spirit. Remember. A slice of lemon is on the bread plate to remind us of their bitter fate. Remember. There is salt upon the bread plate, symbolic of their family's tears as they wait. Remember. The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us this day. Remember. The chair. The chair is empty. They are not here. Remember. Remember all of you who served with them and called them comrades, who depended upon their might and aid and relied upon them, for surely they have not forsaken you. Remember. Remember until the day they come home. Remember. Today we'd like to recognize one World War II POW that did come home. On 17 August 1943, Leslie Reichert and his 10-member crew bailed out of their burning B-17 just south of Frankfurt, Germany. He survived 21 months as a POW in Sagan, Germany, and a 100-mile forced march to Spremberg. He was finally liberated in Moosburg on 19 April 1945. Despite his experience as a POW, he remained on active duty, and Lieutenant Colonel Leslie Reichert retired from the U.S. Air Force on 1 June 1966. Les, we're so glad you came home.